Hello, and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artist grow their business and sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. This is episode number 196. Oh my goodness, I think we're going to do it. We're going to break 200 in 2021. I'm so excited. And today, I'm double excited because I'm going to be talking to you guys about a new direction. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a new direction, but it's another definiteness of purpose. We're going to be talking about that, your definiteness of purpose and the new purpose or whatever direction that I'm taking with my business. And I want to share it with you and maybe something you can use. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so welcome back. Again, thank you for listening. I know it's been a little bit. I guess it's been since the 14th of January, if I'm looking at this correctly. So it's been about 2 weeks. So I guess I'm doing about every 2 weeks, 10 to 14 days between podcasts. Bad Anthony, bad. I need to get better with that. But anyways, I wanted to talk to you guys today about this idea of definiteness of purpose and what I'm doing with my business now and how all this correlates. So let's talk about this and talk about how this helps you with your business. So many of you that have listened to, if you're just starting out with this episode, right, and on this podcast, instead of, listening from the beginning, you'll know that from the beginning, I started my voiceover journey trying to become a full-time voice actor. I was working a full-time job and I started this business on the side, and I kind of decided to start documenting and helping people and teaching people through my podcast while I was going through it myself. And on this podcast, it was a blessing that I was able to go full-time through doing voiceover and being able to document it on this podcast. But it's interesting, if you go back and listen to it, when I made it full time, there was a point where, I was kind of like, well, now what? I made it full time. And, now what? The money is great. And I know this is hard to, I guess it's hard to get when you're working really hard to solve the money problems that you might have, right? Because I always had a money problem or a challenge because I didn't have enough at the end of the month. So it was always trying to work through it. But now I do. And the only reason I say that to you is because, it's like a check in a box. It's a big box, but once you check it, everything doesn't stop. You know what I mean? Life still goes on. You got kids. Your kids still have problems. You still got to fix stuff in your house. I guess I was really naive when I first started my business or throughout my life that I thought, if I had a lot of money, then everything would be, everything would be like green pastures and you'd just be, bouncing around through meadows or something silly like that. You know what I mean? The reality is it's a wonderful thing, but at the same time, it's not everything, right? I mean, you can always make more money, all right? I think the thing is that, there's got to be more than just money for you to go in your business, right? And, this is where the idea of a definiteness of purpose comes from. If you haven't read the book, it's an older book. It's called The 10 Master Keys to Riches. It is a really amazing book. And it talks about a lot of different things, but it talks about these 10 keys to riches. But the biggest part of this is a definiteness of purpose, meaning like there has got to be a purpose for your business other than money. All right. Money's not enough. It really isn't. Money's not enough, but there's got to be a definiteness of purpose, something that is solidified in your mind about why you are doing this, why you want to succeed at, you know, reaching your goal. There's got to be that purpose to do this, right? And there's got to be hard goals, you know, big goals that you go for. And, you know, for me, it was a big goal, right? I mean, I had made the goal to basically change my whole professional life and the course of my family by doing some, you know, by taking a job and something that I had been doing for years and years, and then, you know, completely changing that and going into a business and working with people from around the world. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I'd only ever worked with people locally, you know, at a school or whatever else I was doing. And then, you know, now I work with people all over the world. It's incredible. So, I mean, I was really changing my entire life, and it was a goal that began to burn a fire inside me, right? To go full time, to build this thing. But then when I went full time, you know, it's kind of like, okay, well, where do I go now? What's the whole point of this business now? Other than making money, right? So I've always had a passion for systems, which is funny because I'm very, very artistic, but at the same time, I love numbers and I love the story that they tell. And I do love systems, right? I love, you know, being able to look at something and you know that if you do this and you do this and you do this, this process in this order, right, you are going to have predictable outcomes. And, you know, we've talked about this on this podcast, right? So I really like that. And I have always had this dream ever since I read The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. It's another incredible book. By the way, the Master Key to Riches is the Master Key to Riches, and there are 10 or 12 of them. Anyways, so that's by Napoleon Hill. If you haven't ever read the Master Key to Riches, it's an inner book. It's an older book, but it's a great book. And then, of course, the what I'm talking about right now is the E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. And it's an incredible book that the E-Myth Revisited. It talks about taking a business, service businesses, any business, and turning them into a series of processes or systems, right, that allow you to take your business and be able to walk away from it for a while and it still make money for you. You know, the idea is that, you know, could you sell your business to someone today, hand them a manual, and then be able to run your business as successfully as you? All right. And, you know, that's the idea. And or could you, you know, take a month's vacation and everything in your business just keeps ticking along. You keep earning money. It keeps growing. It's, you know, you've built a machine, you know, like a car is a series of systems, right? I mean, a car is like an ultimate series of systems. All those systems work in tandem, right, to get you from point A to point B very quickly. Okay, so, you know, I mean, and for example, other than that, businesses is like McDonald's is one of the ultimate business systems, right? And of course, we call this like the franchise world. Now, I always thought that it would be kind of cool to have a voiceover business that could be franchised. You know, we franchise so many different businesses in our society, but you know, voiceover is difficult to franchise, right? Because it's dependent upon your voice. However, you know what I mean? If you step back and if you think that, okay, well, listen, I don't have to do all the voiceovers, right? I mean, in Avio's journey alone, we have, you know, over 1,000 voice actors growing every single day. You know, and I mean, I have almost 1,000 voice actors that I could email, do you know what I mean? That are on my email list. You know, it's the voiceover itself, all right, becomes, you know, there's a lot of people that I know that would do voiceovers. And the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, everything that we are doing can be put into a system. So the reason where I'm going with all of this is that from this point on, for me and my business, the idea of my business now is to build a system that will work in my absence. That's the system, right? The system is to the goal, my definiteness of purpose, right, is to now build my business to where it will continue to work in my absence, right? So that I can build something that if I decide to take a month off, it will continue to work. Voiceovers will keep going out. People will still be will still get coaching. You know, things will, growth will still happen. Strategic growth will still occur. You know, these are things that I want to try to do with my voiceover business now. And, you know, and of course, another big reason why I love to do this is because I want to teach other people how to do it. It's always been, I think if you become a teacher or you've been a teacher in the past, I think you're once a teacher, always a teacher. And I do think, especially if you, again, if you listen to my podcast, you know, I love teaching. I love teaching adults. I've realized this. I like teaching children as well, but there's just something about teaching adults because, you know, I relate, right? We relate to each other. You know, we are doing something that is changing our lives and can change the course of our future. I mean, it's, I can't think of anything more exciting to do, is to work with people, you know, whether in a group or one-on-one, and we can work together to change our destiny, right? So this is the direction that I'm going to go with my business. And again, the goal here, I mean, it's a lofty goal, right? But the goal here is to be able to, like, for example, walk away from my business and it to continue to run. Continue to pump out voiceovers, continue to continue to do marketing, continue to do advertising and sales, continuing to coach, continuing to innovate and create new products for voice actors, you know, continuing to do simple things like answering questions. I get a lot of wonderful questions and messages from people at all times of the day and night. But I, you know, I get all of these messages and communication. There's so many parts to the business that you and I do on a regular basis. You know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Fiverr alone, you know, you're answering messages all the time. And of course, Fiverr wants you to answer them in an hour or less. So, you know, we're kind of like on a hair trigger there. We don't got a lot of time. So, I mean, you know, there's always something taking up our time. So my goal now is to build systems within my business that will allow me to walk away from my business. And then so that I can work on teaching other people to do the same thing. It's a very exciting thing. I know this is silly, but I have always wanted to be, I've always wanted to try. You're going to laugh at me, but I've always wanted to try to, like, just like for a vacation, like a week or something, go to a beach and, you know, be on my laptop on the beach doing some sort of, like, you know, advisory work or something, you know what I mean? Or fly to an island or something. I know it's stupid, but I, you know, we got crazy dreams. I'm laughing at myself, but the point is that this is a specific direction. Everything that we do needs to always be moving that purpose or moving forward towards that definiteness of purpose, right? Or that goal. It's because a lot of us, let's be honest, a lot of us will spend our days doing putting our head down and just working. And we think in order to grow our business, we just got to put our head down and work harder, right? That's a technician that lives inside of us. That's the person that just wants to work, that does the technical work, that does the voiceovers, that does the marketing, that just does the work, you know, does the editing and all that stuff. All that stuff is work that has to be done in the business. It's technical work. But how often do you take a step back and look at your business from a strategic standpoint and say, huh, I wonder how I can do this better. I wonder how I can make this faster. I wonder how this can be delivered, just overall better to the client. How can I make my business better? Right. And, you know, when we take a step back and look at that, that kind of changes our mindset, because it's not always, now that we don't stop doing the things we got to do in our business, but we change our mindset. You know what I mean? Like we change like what the purpose is of this whole thing. It becomes more than just how many voiceover jobs you can get, right? I mean, it becomes about repeatable processes. It becomes about you tracking what you're doing, writing down your processes. It becomes about more than just doing. It becomes about building something that will last, right? Now, do you want to sell your business? Maybe not. You know, maybe not. I mean, you know, maybe that's not something you're interested in. Maybe you want to do this like, you know, as your retirement plan, and you just want some money on the side. But even all the students I work with, because I work with a lot of students in my mentor program, as well as in Fiverr Elite and the group, and it's the same for everyone. When you get busy, when you get voiceover work, you literally are busy. I mean, you are swamped. And when you're just starting out, you're like, gosh, I can only wait till that happens. And that's true. It's a nice feeling at first. But then you become like, good Lord, I'm busier. I'm working harder than I've ever worked before. You know what I mean? And I don't even have time to enjoy any of this. You know what I mean? And that's where, you know, our goal should be not just to build a super busy job, but to build a business to where we can manage it. We can run it, but we are not tied down by it. I mean, think about it. Think about a job, all right? If you leave a job, you stop getting paid, right? Everything goes away. All of your benefits, everything stops. If you leave a job, everything stops, right? If you walk away from a business or you leave your business, you either should be paid a lump sum for it, or it should continue working without you, right? It should be a machine. So my question to you is, do you have a job? Have you created a job, or have you created a business? If you created a job, you'll know it, because if you ask yourself, okay, if I stopped working right now and I walked away, would it all stop or would it keep going? If the answer is it would all stop, you've created a job. If the answer is, if I walk away and my business keeps running, the machine keeps going, even if I'm there or not, you've created a business. Now, for me, if I walked away right now, there would only be a small part of my business that would keep going, right? And that's the part of the business where I have courses and things online for voice actors to help them grow their business. But the coaching, voiceovers, it would all stop. I would stop earning all of that money. So to me, all right, there's a challenge there. Within that challenge is to figure out how to automate that process. And automate is not necessarily always the right word. I think the right word to me is to figure out how I can take what I believe in, my core values, and you as well, right? Your core values, what you believe in, what makes you you, and how can you put that and pour that into your business and into systems or into processes or people, right? To work forward. Like part of one thing I love is coaching people individually, one-on-one. I love doing that. And it's probably something I will always do. But I've thought more deeply recently about a process, right? About, you know, how can that help people the most? And I'm like, all of these things are in my mind, and how can I grow my business beyond where I am right now? Because the honest truth is, where I am right now, I'm kind of at another plateau, because in order to grow beyond that plateau, I've got to find a way to leverage more than just the hours I have in a day myself. Right. And we can do that with all kinds of things. But I think, again, moving forward, and what, you know, I'm going to be working with you through here is getting work, you know, still getting more voiceover work, helping you sidestep all the crazy things I step on, of course. But that's within the context, right, of us building a business, not building a job. And that's what I'm going to be doing moving forward. What changes? Well, I mean, we still do everything we need to do, but now everything that we do, everything I do, I'm going to start by writing down all of the processes, everything I do, whether it's a process or not, it can be a bullet pointed form or piece of paper where you literally, I'm just going to start writing down the things that I do generally, right? You know what I mean? A good place to start. And there's this awesome book that was actually a young man or a man in Australia who really used Michael Gerber's book to create his own business empire and then connected with Michael Gerber and his wife. And he created a book. He wrote a book called Systemology. And it's just a kind of like a part two to E-Myth Revisited from a different point of view, but it breaks down how to go about, you know, actually putting these ideas into practice. And just a just a phenomenal book. I absolutely love it. By David Jennings. That's right. There you go. The book's by David Jennings. And it's an incredible book, Systemology, Create Time, Reduce Errors. It's really, again, it's like part two of Michael Gerber's E-Myth Revisited. But check it out. And you'll, you know, you get this idea of creating something that will live on also when you're gone. You know, some of us want to leave a legacy behind, you know, to our families. Some of us want to help others, you know, be able to help charities and be able to, you know, help people less fortunate than us. And, you know, doing these types of things, building something like this allows us to do that. So anyways, I wanted to share that with you. I think I promised a podcast last week on this topic, but I had some things to take care of over the weekend. So I'm glad that I'm getting this to you now. And, you know, I'm real interested. I'm real interested in your thoughts. If you've ever thought about your business this way as being a business or a job, and, you know, what do you think about the idea of building a system out of your job? I mean, out of this business. And for me and Avio's journey, you know what I mean? All the voiceovers, everything we do from this point on, all right, there's going to be work, you know, I'm going to be reporting to you on things like, you know, how to work with a VA, how to hire people to help you grow your business, you know, how to find work and how to put those, that, you know, that marketing in a system and the processes. And I'm going to try things. I know I'm going to fail at them, and I'm going to share them with you so that you don't fail and that you can grow too. Because in the end, you know, it would be pretty darn cool to wake up in the morning and you've got work in your inbox. You do your work, you drink your coffee, close down your studio, enjoy the rest of your day, and you wake up the next morning, you got work in your inbox again, and it just keeps running like a machine. Okay. I mean, that's, you know, and then you could even decide later on if you want to have a couple people on your team to do more voiceovers. Right. I mean, it's pretty incredible the idea of how far we can go with this, especially since the world is wide open to us. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you are interested in growing your business specifically on Fiverr, we have a group called Fiverr Elite, and we meet Wednesdays and Saturdays. Love to have you. You can go, there'll be a link below in the description, or you can go to aviosjourney.com. You can sign up there. And, you know, we meet on these 2 days, Wednesdays and Saturdays, to go over how to grow your business. We use stats and analytics to grow your business. We do reviews. We do voiceover coaching and acting, as well as equipment. We have giveaways. It's a lot of fun. Recently we're giving away a Zoom H5 this coming up Saturday. So it's exciting. Going to be thrilled to do that, and love to have you. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. Happy Monday. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.